Canadian lawmakers have unanimously approved a motion condemning the U.S. officials' verbal attacks on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The motion rejected what it called disparaging ad hominem statements by U.S. officials, which do a disservice to bilateral relations. It also backed the country's steel and aluminum sectors hit by U.S. tariffs, as well as the supply management system that supports key agricultural firms. The vote came a day after White House trade advisor said, quote, there is a special place in hell for Trudeau for his bad faith diplomacy with Trump. Meanwhile, the Canadian province of Quebec has offered over $77 million in loans and guarantees to steel and aluminum companies hit by the recent U.S. tariffs. Let's speak to Paul Sheldon Foote. He's a professor of accounting with the California State University. He joins us via Skype from Irvine. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Foote. Now, first of all, this diplomatic standoff, so to speak, between the U.S. and Canada. Canada, many are saying, is trying to sort of diffuse the tensions. Is Trump in a forgiving mood?
No, he's under what he regards as political pressure to deliver his promises to the voters who voted for him, that he would tear up treaties and renegotiate deals, and he needs to show that he's making progress. So that's how he would look at it.
Right. So, Professor Foote, how is this going to, this relationship between the U.S. and its neighbors, particularly Canada, going to develop from here on, especially when you take in light these tariffs?
America and Canada have extremely close relations and will continue to have close relations. I myself was a professor at the University of Windsor in Canada in the past. The Canadians do some things, such as prop up their dairy and poultry prices by having quota on limits to what farmers can produce, and have extremely high tariffs against imports of those products. That makes the Canadian leaders popular between that in Canada. It makes it unpopular here when we don't have the same system. So we don't have compatible systems between the two countries. Instead, we have many farmers going bankrupt, committing suicide, and selling their products for far lower in a very competitive system. So there needs to be some way of realigning these systems to make it better off for both parties.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Professor Paul Sheldon Foote, Professor of Accounting, California State University, joining us via Skype from Irvine. Professor Foote, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV. Now.